Inside have one category of interpretation and meaning, and the three inside have another. And you've got to understand that, and it's quite obvious they're divided into two categories of four and three. And we'll come back to this as we explore these parables. They are a picture of this entire age, from the ascension of Jesus into heaven, to his second advent and coming back for his people, and then in coming back to reign over the earth. And they cover those seven parables as a complete cycle, cover what you can expect in this age, and we are seeing it right before our eyes every day that we live. And many of us do not recognize it because we do not know what Jesus said about it. Now that is the new technique he used. There is a startling and puzzling new departure here. He has never spoken in parables before. And all of a sudden he speaks so that now, from now on, he hardly speaks to them without a parable. What does it mean? Well, let's secondly and finally, and I'm leaving out a part of the message today deliberately. Some of you say, thank the Lord. And I do too. But I want to talk about the truth, the basic new truth that is revealed here in this chapter. Look at verse 12. And let me read verses 11 and 12 again. They said, why do you speak unto the masses in parables? You see, it was strange to them. They hadn't heard this before. This was his disciples talking. In verses 11 and 12, he answered and said unto his disciples, because it is given unto you to know. Now that's what it's all about. That's head knowledge and heart knowledge. That's knowledge of mind and intelligence and wisdom, and that's knowledge of relationship with Christ. Unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Now I want to come back to those two phrases next time. The mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Those are absolutely unique phrases to the New Testament in the way they're used. In fact, let me tell you, the term the kingdom of heaven is only used in the Gospel of Matthew. That ought to tell you a great deal. The Gospel of Matthew is the gospel that traces the dispensations of the ages. And forgive that word if it bothers you. The dispensations of the ages. And that's the reason this term is used here, because we are in the dispensation right now of the kingdom of heaven. That means the king has been exiled to heaven. He still controls things, but he is working out his affairs here on earth through men. And because of that, there is a mixture of good and evil in the outward show of the kingdom. And so you have a division, wheat and tares, side by side. You see, if that means what people have said it meant generally, then Jesus is inconsistent. But he's not. You'll have to stay with me for us to get into that. But he answered and said unto them, it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. But to them it is not given. Now here's the principle. This is the most important principle you'll ever hear for understanding this age. For whosoever hath, now that all starts with hunger and humility. If he has humility that makes him want to understand, that's what Jesus is talking about here. To him God will give everything. And he shall have more abundance. But the person who does not have that hunger and does not have that humility, he just goes to church, takes the pastor's word for it, and can't stand it if he's 5 minutes overtime. To him who has not, from him shall be taken away even that he has. What does that mean? Jesus one day looked up to heaven and said, Father, I want to thank you for something that is so precious to me. These things I am sharing, you have hidden them from the wise and the prudent. Now that's the first side of this. But you have revealed them unto babies. And that's the other side of this. Now every person here is in one of those two categories. The first is that person who says, I understand that. who couldn't understand that? These are so simple. Those stories, sure, Jesus was so simple. Anybody can understand that. And this person is wise. He is humanly sensible. He is prudent. He's self-sufficient. He just weighs everything, makes up his own mind, never bows down. He's just, and when the invitation starts, he's like this. Sorry. Those are the kinds of people Jesus were talking about. That's awfully plain, but that's right. And the world is principally falling into that category. Mr. 20th Century Good Joe in America says, Jesus Christ, character in history. Sure, everybody knows about him. I read about him. Sure, everybody knows. I mean, that's so simple to see. That thing about him being the Son of God, I don't know about that. But, you know, everybody knows about Jesus. This is the wise and the prudent man. On the other side, there is this person who bows down and says, oh, great God in heaven, if there is any reality, that's got to be the beginning of it. I don't understand it, but I want to understand. I may not be willing, but I'm willing to be willing. Please teach me. And God sees that person down. He raises his head and begins to speak to him personally and begins to feed him the truth. And there starts taking place an exploding in his heart and an expansion in his will. And he knows Jesus and can't understand why other people don't want to know him too. So there is a division taking place. This church is no exception. You read all of civilization. That's the most important principle in the history of the world. Do you know why the Roman Empire fell? It was because of the truth in verse 12 of Matthew 13. Here stood the Roman Empire, great eagles flying and on flags, their great marching battalions stamping the world down and out, and saying, we can handle anything with blood and fire and force and wild animals and arenas and beasts and all this kind of thing. We can handle it all. And they took their big swarthy countenance and marched across the world. And all of a sudden, God raised up a little bitty stone hewn out without human hands. Jesus. And God said, Roman Empire, I want you to hear about this. This is the baby. This is the baby. And if you're willing to get down on your face before him, I'm going to penetrate every area of your society with his truth. And if you'll get down before him on your face, I'll explode that empire where the world cannot contain it. But if not, he's going to become a juggernaut. He's going to roll like a boulder, and he's going to crush the Roman Empire. Which way did the Roman Empire go? Ask Edward Gibbon. Five symptoms, he said, destroy. Every one of them is a token of its rejection of Jesus Christ. And down it went. Let me ask you why. In my lifetime, Great Britain, the most dominant world power of a commonwealth of nations, one of the most this world has ever seen. And when I was a boy, it was the most significant factor, except for the rise of the United States, or the world scene, but it was already beginning to decline. Why? Because year after year, God sent John Wesley types to talk to Britain about Jesus, and Britain chose to reject that truth and go its own way. It began to spiral down and out, and it is finished, unless it turns back. Where is the United States today? You talk about the importance of what's out there in that cup this week. You talk about the importance of a time like this for a city like this. God is saying to this society, to this city, this is your last opportunity. This is your last chance. I have made a vocalist to stand before you, someone whom you can see in your terms, a Hollywood image. I am speaking through him. The anointing of God is upon him. You are at the crossroads. Will you get down there where you belong, or will you stand up and say, just a man? Which will it be? Let me close by giving you a few illustrations right out of this economy right here. Let me give an illustration of a parable. You see, this book is a parable. It's a kind of parable. It's an earthly story that has a heavenly meaning. Now, sir, ma'am, which one do you see? If you see only the earthly story, you'll say inconsistency there and there and there and there, because your mind is blind. That's right. But you see, if you have a hungry heart, a baby's response to God, total dependence upon him, God will say, let me tell you the secret. Let me unfold to you the mysteries. And he will begin to unfold this book, and the Lord God Almighty will lip his way right to your ear and right down into your heart. I'll give you another one. The Old Testament economy of the Jews. That's an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. You know what the wise and prudent theologian says? That's a slaughterhouse theology. That's a blood and bulls and goats religion. That's a blood and gore kind of faith. Who would want that? That doesn't behoove us sophisticated people. They stop at the earthly story and miss the heavenly meaning. Let me give you another one. spread on this table right here before us when we come together occasionally. We have the elements of